Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Appreciate you all coming out today. Before we get started, I just want to make a few housekeeping announcements, and that is when we start the general Q&A session with Dr. Dessler, if the media can come down and speak into the microphones, because that is the only way Dr. Dessler will hear you. And folks from the RIT community, if you also want to ask questions at the end, feel free as well. Without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce to you the chairman of the RIT Board of Trustees, Mike Morley.
Thank you very much and good afternoon. It's a great pleasure to be here with you today. And I see we've got standing room only in the back. Thank you all very much for coming and joining with us as we have this important announcement for RIT and for the future of RIT. Before we make the announcement, I would like to first thank the search committee that worked with us tirelessly over the past year. Secondly, I'd like to thank the Board of Trustees for their involvement and participation in this effort. And thirdly, I'd like to thank the entire campus community here at RIT. I assure many of you were able to join us when we had our candidates on campus for a day and a half each. And the outpouring that was demonstrated by the campus community was tremendous. And I want to thank all of you for participating with us in that way. Now, without further ado, it's really a great pleasure for me, and I'm proud to introduce the next president of RIT. Dr. William Dessler from the University of Maryland has an academic background and experience that is, we think, well-suited for RIT. He certainly is someone that has had a broad range of experiences through his career, and we believe that will serve us well. In addition to the vision that Dr. Dessler brings to what we believe will take RIT to the next level, to the next level of stature and national prominence in this country. We start from a base that is excellent for us to move to the next step. And that really is a result of what Dr. Albert Simone has brought to RIT over the past 15 years. So for all of us who are involved with the university, you know where we are today. You know where we have come to over those 15 years. And it just gives us an excellent foundation and place to build from as we go through the next 15 years. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Dr. Dessler to our conference this morning and ask him to say a few words to us in this very important and celebratory opportunity for us as we welcome a new president to the campus. Dr. Dessler.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It is, in fact, an extraordinary honor for me to be asked to serve as RIT's ninth president. I apologize for not being in Rochester today. I have a pretty good excuse. We are actually going through our own Middle States accreditation visit here, something I think you're going to do at RIT in the next couple of weeks. And so I couldn't manage to get up there myself personally. But I am hoping to get up to Rochester within the next couple of weeks, and perhaps we'll meet many, many more of you. We are in this place today because of the extraordinary welcome that Rebecca and I have received from all of you in the RIT family, and I think because of the extraordinary promise that we see in terms of the possibility of moving RIT to the forefront in American higher education. The institution has extraordinary assets. I'm not sure all of you in Rochester fully understand how extraordinary they are and what kind of unfair advantage they will give the institution moving forward. The institution is in this place because of the extraordinary leadership of Al Simone over the last 15 years. And while I realize that the shoes that he leaves behind for me to fill are extraordinarily large, I do intend to put on lots of socks and try to fit in somehow. So Al, to you, thanks very, very much for your extraordinary leadership over these last 15 years. RIT as an institution has extraordinary assets. It basically combines very, very strong programs in science, technology, business, and the like. More traditional elements of an institute of technology nationwide. But it combines those with two other extraordinary assets, and those are programs in the design arts, various kinds, and the National Technical Institute for the Deaf, which adds an element of diversity that cannot be matched at any other institution. It's my belief that these collective assets can be brought together to build an institution of even greater national eminence. And that's what excites me so much about this opportunity. Rebecca and I look forward to joining all of you sometime this summer, probably around July 1st, but we'll see if we can get up a little earlier, to try to see what we can do to build on this extraordinary record that Al and Carly Simone have already experienced at RIT, and see if we can't help move the institution forward. This is a proud moment for me. It's a proud moment for my family. And I hope that it's the beginning of a wonderful new relationship with the entire RIT family. And I'd be happy to answer some questions.
Thank you, Dr. Dessler. Before we get to questions, though, we're going to take a few words from RIT President Al Simone. Al?
This is a terrific day in the history of RIT. I couldn't be happier. Bill, welcome. I called you as soon as Mike shared the news, and it was a Friday, I guess it was, and I couldn't be more pleased. And Carly, of course, welcomes Rebecca in the warmest possible terms. Every president, when they start a new job, they think about what they might do, and at a place like RIT, you think about, you know, what can we accomplish next? How can we go to the next level? And I had that same feeling when I started 15 years ago, and you really build on the legacy of your predecessors. And I had before me Rich Rose, Paul Miller, and Mark Ellingson, each giants in their own way at RIT. And with the terrific faculty, staff, students, administration, trustees, and friends of the university that we have here, alumni, we were able to accomplish some things over the past 15 years. I couldn't do it without the team of, and many of them are here now, and there will be your team, Bill. And I know that when you come here, you'll have that legacy, and you'll have your own view of what this next level will be. You'll apply your own style, your own experience, your own passion. And I have every single confidence that you will succeed in the most wonderful of terms. And we will achieve even more that national, international renown that you talk about. So I just want to, wish you good luck. Congratulations. I welcome both you and Rebecca. We look forward to your coming visit, I guess, later on this month, a few couple of weeks. That will be terrific. And Bob Finity says I can start the questions and answers off by asking you the first question, so I'm going to ask you two questions. the folks laugh because they're not surprised. First, how many guitars are you going to bring with you? You can explain the answer to that one. Banjos. I knew the answer. I just want to see if anybody was paying attention and listening. And then secondly, you folks don't know it, but he and Rebecca on weekends will get on a bicycle and they'll ride. So I was wondering, what your riding season is. How many months a year do you really get on those bikes? So those are my two questions. Go to it, Bill.
Thanks very much, Al, and thanks for that kind introduction. Once again, it's been wonderful to get to know you and Carol Lee, and the warm welcome you've provided to Rebecca and I has just been really special, so thanks so much for that. The actual number of banjos in my collection is a secret from my wife, but it's actually a number exceeding 100. And we're only hoping that you'll leave enough space on the walls at Liberty Hill that I'll be able to mount as many of them there as I can. The second question is that we bicycle every weekend together, and we did so yesterday, even though it was in the 30s here. And we're hoping to maintain a 12-month schedule. Of course, if the snow exceeds about 12 inches, then it's pretty hard to bicycle, but we'll do what we can to get out.
Thank you, Dr. Dessler. I'm not even going to tell you what today's weather is in Rochester. Okay, we're going to open this up to the members of the media. If folks from the media can come up to the microphones, and please state your name and the media organization that you are with.
Dr. Dessler, Matt Danneman with the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. You outlined sort of a broad vision of putting RIT into national prominence. What specific steps do you see taking as your sort of marching orders, as your goals as president?
Well, I don't want anyone to think that I would be walking into this situation like a knight on a white horse with a pre-planned agenda, because really I think we need to take a close cognizance of the current assets that are there already and the accomplishments of the faculty and staff. But I do think that there are some opportunities for really staking out some new high ground in higher education that RIT might be able to accomplish with a minimum, actually, of additional effort. And one of them has to do with the possibility of actually creating a kind of innovation center, a kind of national innovation center. If you look at the extraordinary assets RIT has, that combine these extraordinary assets in business and science and technology with the design arts and with NTID, then I think you have the opportunity to set up a kind of required innovation institution where students who come would all be expected to do something creative, something innovative, to invent something, to create a new business plan or the like, and that we could celebrate those accomplishments every year. I don't think there's an institution anywhere that can bring together the collective assets that RIT does in making that kind of sort of innovation agenda possible. So that's one of the conversations I'll start when I get there. But it's just one of several, and I think that we'll work together to find out how we can move the institution forward.
Okay, I see some reporters out there. How about Rocco? He's making his way here to the podium.
Hi, sir. Rocco Vertuccio from Our News. Dr. Simone is well known in this community for not only what he does here at the school, but also developing partnerships within the community to improve the community and the college. How do you see that partnership continuing? Where do you see RIT's role or any college's role, really, within the community to improve the area in general?
I think that RIT has the potential to be the Rochester area's, in fact, even that region of New York State's area's greatest asset. It needs to be an extraordinary economic driver for the region. If you look at the programs that are in place and the programs that are sort of likely to be started over the next 10 years, I think you would agree that this is an extraordinary asset, and we need to play the extraordinary talents on the faculty and the staff and the students to the creation of new ideas for businesses and for products and services that can help grow the Rochester area economy. I'm a very, very strong believer in this kind of outreach activity, and I think you can guarantee that it will grow during my tenure as president. I also think, of course, that RIT already serves as a major source of trained people power for the region, and that will obviously continue, and we'll continue to try to be sensitive to the needs of the local community for what kind of areas we need to produce graduates in, and hope that as many as possible of them stay in the region and contribute to the economic livelihood of the region as well.
Okay, I am looking back in the back row there for some other media folks, if anyone else has any more questions. I know, Dr. Dessler, you've got some interviews lined up later today by phone. Does anyone else have any other questions? We can also open it up to anyone from the RIT community, if you'd like. We're very shy today. Chance?
Hi, Dr. Dessler. How are you doing? Chance Glenn.
Hello, Chance.
I keep popping up, I know. It was 20 years ago, I think, that I had you in a electromagnetics course for two semesters. And
I apologize for that, Chance.
Well, I'm standing here with a degree in engineering, so that's due in large part to you. In that, I think that one of the best connections I felt in that long ago was the personal connection and the ability to convey important things in a way that reached each individual student in the way that best suited them. I know that's how it worked for me. So I'm just wondering, how can you translate that? And I imagine that's still a part of your personality. How can you translate that into the connection to the community here at RIT?
Well, I think probably the best answer to that question is immersion. I think I need to become as completely immersed in this RIT family as I possibly can, and do so in as quick a fashion as I can. I need to get to know people. I need to get to know your dreams and aspirations and how I can help. I need to find out who the best people on campus are and get out of their way. I think we all need to find a common dream for RIT and move it forward. I think that there's nothing I'm looking forward to more than those kinds of personal relationships and the chance to actually get to know the RIT family and to find out ways in which we can work together to build an extraordinary institution. I really think that the potential of RIT really is exceptional. I think that I get some sense that there's a kind of regional sense that many of you view the institution with, and I think that that's a mistake. I think if you look at the range of programs and the distinction of those programs that have already been built, I think the potential to build a nationally preeminent institution, and a really unique one, focused on the real needs of corporate America and of the rest of the country for leaders, I think is there, and I think we'll need to work very hard to exploit that possibility. But I think for the most part, I'm just looking forward to getting to know everybody. Just like I tried to get to know you when you were a student, I'd like to get to know everybody and find out how I can help. And as I said, how we can work together to make a really, really great institution.
Okay, we do have one other question coming up here. Person is making their way to the podium.
Dr. Dessler, welcome to RIT. I'm Anthony Capobianco. I work in sponsored research services. As you know, RIT has a long history of being student-focused and teaching-focused, and as you may also know, we've been moving forward in enhancing our scholarship. And I was just curious to hear your position, your opinions on how do you balance the two, and do you see RIT ever becoming a publish or perish kind of environment?
Well, first of all, I think it's important for you to understand that if you look at my record, and I guess for a while there, all 39 pages of my CV were on the web, but if you look at my record, you'll find that I have tried to distinguish myself both as a teacher and as a researcher, and I think that it's important, basically, for us to understand that research and scholarship are the way that faculty and staff keep learning at an institution like RIT, and that I'm hopeful that all the faculty and staff, along with the students, will be learners as they go through their careers there. So I basically feel very, very strongly that these two are connected, that the combined, they themselves constitute the educational enterprise at the institution. But I think the real question I'll be asking of everyone is, where are you contributing? Where are you contributing to the kind of experience that our students need to have? Where are you contributing to the Rochester area, to the region? Those kinds of questions, if they can be answered in the affirmative, would make me very, very satisfied and happy to work with all of you.
Okay, I'm just going to invite Mike Morley back to the podium to say a few final words. Thank you, Dr. Dessler.
Thank you.
Well, let me just close by saying thank you again very much for coming and joining us today. We are planning to have Dr. Dessler here in Rochester. I believe we're scheduling for March 16th. Believe it or not, he's on jury duty for the first part of next week. So he's got all kinds of excitement going on in his life. But at any rate, thank you very much for coming. I hope you got a chance to have a little taste of Bill Dessler. There'll be more opportunity for that again next week, and then certainly as we move into July and August, there'll be lots of opportunities to interface. But again, thank you very much for being here, and have a good day. Thank you.